Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. For the past 3 weeks in a row, we have heard Sunday scriptures, Sunday gospels, that have spoken to us about vineyards. Jesus himself has been teaching us three parables with these common themes present: a vineyard owner, workers, and the work. If you remember, 3 weeks ago, it began with a vineyard owner with this great desire that all would come in. He even hired people late in the day so that they may share in the work of this vineyard. Just last week, we saw how important that response is, and some were interested, some weren't. This week, we see and we have revealed to us exactly what this vineyard is all about, how essential the work and the response is, and how disastrous it is when we fail to be part of this work. Certainly, this week's parable is clear. The story of the vineyard is the story of God the Father. It's his world. It's his plan. And this is a 5-star vineyard. It has a wine press. It has a tower. It has a hedge. It has a wall. It's what God has given. It's what God has entrusted to the world. And it's beautiful. And yet, when the fruit of that vineyard is to be received by him, so often corruption happens. We see what's done. God sent his prophets, and over again, those prophets were slaughtered. Eventually, he sends his son, and he thought, well, they'll respect my son. But they didn't. It's a pretty startling story. This parable reminds me of a song that Irish singer Phil Coulter wrote. He actually wrote it 50 years ago this year about his hometown called Derry in Northern Ireland. The song he wrote is "The Town I Loved So Well." And over again, he is full of nostalgia. And he sings about this city that he loved so well, but now it was bombed. Now the war. Now the barbed wire. And the refrain that he sings is, "My God, what have they done to the town that I loved so well?" I wonder to myself sometimes, when God looks on his vineyard, when God looks on his world, when God looks on his creation, when God looks on us, does God ever think, "Oh my, what have they done to the vineyard, to the creation, to themselves, who I loved so well?" My friends, this parable is more than a parable, and it helps us to know the context of it. These vineyard parables are from Matthew 20, 21. Jesus literally is in the town that he loved, Jerusalem. He's in the center of the temple. He's just cleansed it. And these parables of the vineyard are speaking not just of the temple, not just of the city, not just of Israel, but of himself. And you and I, who have been baptized into this world, recipients of God's life and love, recipients of his action, we are the vineyard of God. We are the people he has loved and called. In the center of every human being, there is a watchtower. Another word for it is a conscience. No other creature has this, but every human being has a conscience. And what a gift that is. Sometimes we hear the expression, man, does that guy have a conscience? And the answer is yes. Every person has a conscience. But the watchtower in us, the conscience in us, can be malformed. It can be covered over. The vineyard can grow poisonous grapes. And we hear that. We see that. We know that. In the midst of the 20th century, which was the bloodiest century of all time, Pius XII, who was the Pope, was asked, what is the greatest evil? His answer was quite interesting. The greatest evil is the loss of the sense of evil, the loss of the sense of sin. And my friends, that can happen. Who's in the watchtower of your home? Who's in the watchtower for your children, for your family, for this community of Kennett Square? Who's in the watchtower for God's vineyard? And to appreciate that watchtower, to welcome the one who stepped into the vineyard, to welcome God's Son, to rule and to be guided by him, to know his word. My friends, this is so important. Our culture has lost its conscience. It's lost its mind. Our culture is being cooked to death. The vineyard can grow wild, and it is, it has. And yet within each of us, there is the ability to claim once again our stewardship, our responding to this call of God. I'd like to close with a few quotes from the Catechism. A word on conscience, which is so beautiful. And the paragraph in the Catechism that this is aligned with is easy to remember. It's 1776. That's an easy number to remember. 1776. Listen to what it says. Conscience is man's most secret core, his sanctuary, where he is alone with God, whose voice echoes in his depths. Deep within his conscience, man discovers a law which he has not laid upon himself, but which he must obey. Its voice ever calling him to love, to do good, to avoid evil, sounds in his heart at the right moment. For man has in his heart a law inscribed by God. Isn't that beautiful? And yet it goes on. It is important for every person to be sufficiently present to himself in order to hear and to follow the voice of his conscience. This requirement of interiority is all the more necessary as life often distracts us from any reflection, any self-examination, or introspection. The dignity of the human person implies and requires uprightness of moral conscience. My friends, as we come to the conclusion of these three parables about the vineyard, let us thank God for giving them to us, for revealing to us that we live in his vineyard, in his kingdom, and his kingdom lives in us. Let us reclaim the watchtower that orients us toward the good, that makes his vineyard produce rich and bountiful fruit. And let us be ever mindful of this call and duty upon us to be faithful workers, to be good workers, and to bear such great fruit. This is the beautiful vineyard of God, entrusted to us. May we be good co-laborers in the vineyard of the Lord. God be with you.